Eulogy for the Burned God of the Pickle Barrel Diner. He's an old name to some, the whites of his shrine long yellowed, his name a gurgled late-night whisper by men who smell of Pabst and smoke, bodies translucent. He was a rest stop for 8 a.m. suburban high school escapees tumbling off the tee into the mystery of the South Side's quieter hours. He knew how the trash looked different in the morning than the afternoon, how the rivers smell when the light first hits them, breathed into each coffee carafe. This is my blood shed for you. Do this. Do this. And when he burned, he did it good, baby. Set fire to all the grease he had, turned the sugar packets to napalm. Did it twice for good measure. And his worshippers, they blocked off Carson Street for 4 blocks. They evacuated 100 people. Some gods don't even make it 45 years. Firecracker pops that ring in your ears, but don't leave more behind than a bright flash. Dazed children in their wake. And who knows why he burned? And in the end, does it matter if it was faulty wires, a grill left on overnight, arson, a flicked cigarette? Now, it seems like everyone has pressed their mouths to him once. Everyone has let him touch them, harden their arteries by inches. And though they are drawn to different gods now, ones with names like Toms and Ritters, still they hear the whisper behind their ear, "Do this for the remembrance of me."